This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A few teams might stand out when you consider the most successful programs in sports: the New York Yankees, the Green Bay Packers, the U.S. women's soccer team. UW-Whitewater wheelchair basketball could easily join the list. Megan Hart has more on the return of a program that's won a combined 16 national titles.
Three-time Paralympic gold medalist Christina Schwab says there's a common misconception that wheelchair basketball is a slow sport, but you don't have to watch the Warhawks for long to figure out that's anything but true. Schwab is a Wisconsin native and now head coach of the women's team at UW-Whitewater.
When you come and the first time you see wheelchair basketball, you're going to notice the chairs and you're going to notice like all the contact and people falling down. And then once you get past that kind of like, whoa moment, you're going to realize that it's basketball.
Maida McCabe fell in love with the sport for its physical nature.
There's moments where we're all diving for the ball, we're falling over, we're crashing into each other. So it's very, very intense. And that's part of the reason why I like it, just because I'm very competitive.
Like other players, the freshman from Washington, D.C. says the wheelchair basketball program is a big part of the reason she's at UW-Whitewater. She's getting ready to play her first college game, with eight teams from around the country descending on South Central Wisconsin for a tournament that starts tomorrow. McCabe and her teammates lifted weights and tuned up their wheelchairs on Friday.
15 seconds, let's go! Push yourself!
She's a little nervous, but excited too.
I'm confident that we will do well and that we've grown so much as a team that we're going to do amazing.
But even more experienced players haven't seen much competition recently. Last season was canceled due to COVID-19. Junior Grace Altrock says it was really tough when the pandemic cut the 2020 season short just before the national championship. She's looking forward to this weekend.
I have family coming up from Nebraska because that's where I'm originally from. And so it's my 10th year playing, and so I'm just really excited overall.
Before she started playing wheelchair basketball in sixth grade, Altrock says she sometimes felt left out since she couldn't participate in sports.
I immediately fell in love with the sport, knowing that there are people that are disabled like me and that I can do everything that I want to do, but I just do it in a different way.
Altrock said it was a huge honor when she was recruited to play at UW-Whitewater. The Warhawks began their adaptive recreation program in 1973, and now two banners hang in the gym, highlighting their many titles. The UW-Whitewater men and women last won championships in 2016 and 2014, respectively. Freshman Cameron Poole says it means a lot to wear the purple and white.
Just the legacy that other players left behind. Hopefully I'll leave one of my own behind too, maybe a championship or two, maybe three. But it just feels great to be able to play for a university that supports the wheelchair basketball team as much as the one here does.
And for the Illinois native, something else helped set UW-Whitewater apart.
You know, I came here and I was like, what differentiates Whitewater from like a University of Illinois or a University of Alabama? We're a D3 school, so they can't offer, you know, athletic scholarships. They don't have all the big fancy facilities, but they turn out Paralympic athletes like crazy.
Five former UW-Whitewater players were on the U.S. men's wheelchair basketball team that won a gold medal at the Tokyo Paralympics this year. Schwab was on the sidelines as a coach. Senior Ryan Gladchuk began attending wheelchair basketball camp at UW-Whitewater when he was 12. There are some strong collegiate programs out there, but at a recent practice, he said the Warhawks are way ahead of most opponents when it comes to legacy. The chemistry major and his teammates practice every weekday morning. Plus, they complete two lifting sessions and three scrimmages each week. Players say wheelchair basketball at UW-Whitewater is just like playing any other collegiate sport. For Gladchuk, that includes the rush he feels competing at home.
There's a whole gym cheering for you, and your first experience at a home tournament is just so much more fun. You have all your friends and family watching you play, and everything you've worked for is like they can finally show it.
The tournament will take place tomorrow and Saturday in Whitewater. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.